I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life.
Welcome once again to It's a Good Life. It's such a pleasure each week to bring you these messages and have Bible study with you, fellowship, and prayer. In just a few moments, we're going to have a guest speaker, Brother Jesse Dobson. Brother Jesse is a friend of mine, and he's a friend of yours, and he wants to share with you something that God has placed on his heart. Let me invite you to look at our website this week, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website, you'll be able to leave us a request for prayer. If you have a need that you'd like to share with us, we'll be glad to pray with you that the Lord would answer your prayer request. You can also go to the website and request a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also write to me and ask for a free transcript or to request that we pray with you about a prayer request. You can write me at Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Right now, Brother Jesse Dobson.
There's five things I'd like to mention to you. One of those is those who ask things from God the right way. When we pray and ask for the right thing, it pleases the Lord. Solomon was faced with that. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it says, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart, to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. I had mentioned earlier that what if God came to you in a dream and said, ask what you will and I'll give it to you. Can you imagine that? The God of the universe that created everything would come to you and say that. Well, he did to Solomon, but Solomon asked the right thing, and it says that it pleased the Lord, because he didn't ask for great riches, because he didn't ask for his enemies, the head of his enemies. He asked for wisdom to deal with his people, God's people, and it pleased the Lord that he did that. So when we pray ask God for the right thing, it pleases him. In 2 Timothy 2:4, it says, those who are separated for God please him. It says that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If we get tangled up in this life, we can get choked with the cares of this life, trying to earn money. How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to pay our taxes? What are we going to do? Our car's broke down. We can't fix it. We have a lot of things that we need to be concerned about. But when we get tangled up in these affairs, it's not pleasing to the Lord. But if we separate ourselves, as this verse tells us, that we will please the Lord, who hath chosen us to be a good soldier. And thirdly, those who wholly give or yield themselves to God. In Hebrews chapter 13, and verse 20 and 21, it says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." And I say amen to that too. in Hebrews that tells us that when we yield ourselves to God, it's not only pleasing, but well-pleasing. It's a pleasing thing to yield yourself and your members of your body to the service of God, and fear not what man can do to you, because God is greater than all. In fact, he says, don't fear a man that can destroy the body, but yet fear him who can destroy body and soul in hell. And that is the Lord God Almighty, the true and living God. So we need to take heed to that. Yield ourselves to God, and it'll be well-pleasing to him. Next, we see those who walk with God. Walking with God, the apostle told us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that we ought to walk and to please God. Not only to please him, but walk with him. We have an example of that in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, the example of Enoch. He walked with God. But notice what it says in the New Testament about Enoch. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Can you imagine? He walked with God, but his walk was such that he actually pleased God. God was so pleased with him that he said, Enoch, why don't you just walk on to my house today instead of going back home? You're such a joy to me and you please me so much. Let's just walk into my house. And he took him to heaven without dying. Wonderful. Can you imagine that? But also, another thing is that we can please God when we praise him. That pleases him. We need to be more of doing that as God's people. In Psalms 69, verse 30 and 31, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. Can you imagine that? God demanded in the Old Testament times that they bring a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, and it would appease him for at least 1 year at that time of their sins. God would forgive their sins. But David says here, Old Testament David, he says that he will offer God with a song and magnify his name with thanksgiving. In other words, he will praise God, the name of God, with a song. And that is pleasing to the Lord when he said that. It says it'll please God. Well, I tell you what, there's five things that we just talked about. If we practice any one of these things, it'll please God. I don't know about you, but the unseen God that lives forever and ever, I want to do some things that'll please him. And I've just given you five things that would help you in that department. Those who ask the right thing in prayer, those who separate themselves to God, those who yield themselves to God, those who walk faithfully with God no matter what happens to them, and those that praise God all the time are pleasing to the Lord. Now, if we do these things, God has given us a promise. He promises those that please him. In Proverbs 16:7, it says, before I read that verse, it says that their enemy shall be at peace with them. Notice what it says. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Believe me, that works. When you're pleasing God, even the people that don't like you so much will live at peace with you. They won't do any harm to you. But we have to walk close to the Lord for that to happen. Another way that we promise that God gives us is that our prayers shall be answered. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, and it says, and whatsoever we ask in prayer, We receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Notice what the verse says, that there, when we do that, it's pleasing. Our prayer shall be answered. When we pray according to His will, it's pleasing in His sight. Another thing that is pleasing in the sight of God, a promise that He gives us, is that we'll have an everlasting name. In Isaiah 56, verses 4 and 5, "For thus saith, thus speaketh the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my name, mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall never be cut off. What a promise that will be. When we do things that are pleasing to God, He gives us a name that will never be cut off. An everlasting name. How wonderful can that be if we just exercise a simple thing by praising and thanking God for who He is and what He's done, what He means to us. He's forgiven us of our sins. He's given us a home in heaven, and we'll dwell with Him forever and ever. We should praise God for these things and for a lot of other things. I hope that this message will help you to realize that we need to praise God often as we will, as Paul said, to praise and walk with the Lord. I hope that you'll practice doing these things.
Thank you, Brother Jesse, for sharing with us about pleasing God. Now, you've heard Brother Dobson today talking about pleasing God. And let me remind you that the first way that you please God is by asking Jesus to come into your heart. There is no pleasing God apart from His Son. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior in order to go to heaven, in order to please God. Right where you're at, let me invite you right now to bow your head and ask Christ to come into your heart. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please come into my heart and save me so I can go to heaven. The Bible tells us that God sent His Son into this world, His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him, believe that He is the Son of God, believe that He is the Savior, that He is able to save. The Bible tells us, John 3:16, Romans 10:13, that if you'll call upon His name, He'll save you today. Why not trust Him and ask Him to come into your heart right now? Well, it's been a pleasure being with you today, and I thank the Lord that Brother Dobson shared with us about pleasing God. Until this same time next week, when you'll hear me say, "It is a good life, may the Lord bless you richly," is my prayer.
It's a